Our Daily Bread is brought to you every morning, 7 days a week at 8 a.m. by the Circle Drive-In, Plains, Montana, where good food and friendly faces remind us of the blessings we share. May your day be filled with faith and gratitude. A special thanks to Joe and the staff at Our Daily Bread for the opportunity to spread the gospel. Founded in 1956, Our Daily Bread continues to inspire hearts and nourish souls.
Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Our reading, titled Revered and Read, was written by Monica LaRose and read by Rochelle Traub.
Our home has a well-stocked, overflowing bookshelf. I have a weakness for beautiful books, especially nice hardcovers, and over the years, more and more have been added to the collection. Unfortunately, I haven't had the time and energy to actually read nearly as many of the volumes as I've collected. They remain pristine, beautiful, and sadly, unread. There's a danger that our Bibles can become a bit like that. Essayist John Updike, speaking of the American classic Walden, commented that it risked being as revered and unread as the Bible. The difficulty of understanding ancient scriptures written in different cultures than our own can tempt us to leave our Bibles on the shelf. Beautiful, beloved, but unread. It doesn't have to be that way. As the psalmist does in Psalm 119, we can turn to God, asking Him to open our eyes to see Scripture's riches. We can find trustworthy teachers to help us understand what we're reading. And believers have Christ's Spirit to guide our hearts to see how it all points to Him. Through Scripture, God can give us strength in times of sorrow, protect us from deception, and broaden our understanding of how to joyfully live. The Bible is a priceless gift. May it be both revered and read. Today's encouragement was provided by Our Daily Bread Ministries.